You're listening to a Times Higher Education podcast.
Hello and welcome to this THE BRICS and Emerging Economies Universities Summit podcast special. I'm joined by rankings reporter Ellie Bothwell and head of content and engagement for the World Summit series, Tim Sawula. This year's BRICS and Emerging Economies Summit is hosted by THE in partnership with the University of Johannesburg, which will host the event from the 30th of November to the 2nd of December 2016. It follows two hugely successful events in Moscow 2 years ago and New Delhi in 2015, and is an opportunity to celebrate the successes and learn from the many excellent higher education institutions across not only Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, the traditional BRICS nations if you like, but also across many emerging economies too. This event will hear from some of the most respected names in international education. This includes Adam Hibb, Vice-Chancellor of Wits University in South Africa, Marta Lasada, President of Colombia's Antonio Nariño University, and our own Phil Beatty, the rankings editor, who on 30th of November will reveal the results of the 2017 THE BRICS and Emerging Economies ranking. More on that soon, but first, Tim, over to you. You were, of course, key in putting this programme together. And it looks like a very impressive gathering.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, I'm extremely excited to be going to Johannesburg next week for this summit. We've got some really interesting speakers talking about really important topics right from across the BRICS and the emerging economies. I think that in terms of this particular summit in the World Summit series, it's a really important one because it's where, you know, on a purely demographic basis, this is where the majority of the world's graduates are going to come from, the BRICS and emerging economy nations. And so, and the roles that universities have, and therefore particularly university leaders have, in producing those graduates and making sure they've got the right skills and the right attitude and the right ambitions for taking their countries forward in the future is really vital. Mm. And so bringing these people together to try and, you know, address those challenges that they all have. Some might be unique challenges related to their culture and their economy and, you know, the policy environments, but some will also be shared. And so to get these people together all in the same room for 3 days to sort of talk those through, I think is going to be really interesting and really exciting for us all.
Mm. I mean, the theme of last year's conference was do emerging economies need world-class universities? This year, the theme very much about reimagining these world-class universities. It's moving that discussion about the role of HE in these developing nations onto the next stage, if you like, isn't it?
Precisely, because I think that, you know, obviously at Times Higher Education, you know, we've got this, we are the authority on university rankings, but, you know, we've always had some discussions and influence around the role of how accurately rankings can reflect the relevance and importance of universities in these particular economies and whether we're measuring the right things. And so, you know, we've got there's a Western, you know, sort of research intensive university model that is very successful, but for these kinds of countries and the challenges they have, you know, we're really trying to think about what else can universities do, what else can they become, you know, what would the new sort of flagship university be in those countries? Would it necessarily have to follow a model that would be applicable in the UK, for example? It's the most obvious kind of argument. So we're really going to be talking through that and, you know, reimagining the future university, you know, right from, you know, the level of curricula to the type of engagement with industry, to its relationship with students, its relationship with government, how it partners with other universities, both within its country but also internationally. All of those things are really going to come up in detail and be challenged at the summit.
Anyone in particular, Tim, who you're looking forward to hearing from?
Well, I mean, the most obvious is our opening keynote speaker, Professor Wallace Iyanka, who's a Nobel laureate, won the Nobel Prize for Literature. And he has taught in, you know, world-class universities in Africa and the UK and the US. He's obviously, you know, been very active politically as well throughout his career, very outspoken. And for him to join us at the beginning of the summit and really set the tone from all his vast experience as a teacher, as a student as well, about what reimagining the future university can be like. You know, we hope he'll be quite creative in that as well. And I think that'll be a really excellent way to sort of help everyone think deeply about what they're really doing and what their universities can be.
You know, you may be listening to this podcast on the plane on the way over to the summit. You may be listening to it before the summit even starts on the 30th of November. If that's the case and you want to find out more about it, maybe even join us in Johannesburg, then do go to timeshighereducation.com and click on the summits tab. You'll see that at the top of the page. Ellie, you will be one of the people who is at the summit. Of course, you'll be reporting for Times Higher. And while it's sort of known as the BRICS summit informally, it does look beyond the traditional BRICS nations. And a piece of work you've done in this week's THE magazine, which will be available at the summit and of course online, looks at sort of some other emerging nations that in the world of HE in particular might be causing something of a stir in years to come.
Yes, that's right. So we've been sort of looking at basically which countries might be seen as the next BRICS, as it were, but not just looking on, you know, purely kind of economic terms, but like you said, you know, looking at what higher education potential they might have. So we've been looking at you know, countries that have still have a relatively low GDP, but they have, you know, a high participation rate in university. And the fact that enrollment is increasing, that their, you know, publication output is increasing as well, and that they, you know, they have to have at least kind of one ranked university in the world university ranking, so that there is, you know, some kind of measure of quality as well.
And they have to have a good acronym, of course. We've had the BRICS and we've had the MINTS.
Yes, yeah. Has to have a good acronym. So we've come up with the TACTICS.
Okay.
And that stands for Thailand, Argentina, Chile, Turkey, Iran, Colombia, and Serbia. Mm-hmm. And so these are seven kind of seven nations that we think, you know, can really develop their higher education in the future. They have great potential. I mean, obviously it's not, you know, necessarily completely rosy. We've kind of also been looking at what the weaknesses some of these countries might have, and you know, what they're going to maybe have to work on in order to kind of achieve higher education success. So in Iran and Turkey, you know, the main one is probably kind of political instability and sort of high levels of perceived public sector corruption. And kind of, you know, been looking at the extent to which that might impact on their universities. You know, we know that looking at data, countries that have high levels of corruption tend to have a lower research quality.
Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating stuff. You can read that article on timeshighereducation.com, of course. Like I say, it is also published in the Times Higher Education magazine too. You mentioned that each institution in those tactics nations had to have one university in the world rankings. At the BRICS and Emerging Economies Summit, of course, there will be the live publication of this year's BRICS and Emerging Economies rankings. Ellie, I should come back to you as our rankings reporter, really. Any? I mean, it's too early for us to reveal the results. You'll have to check out on the THE website on the 30th. But anything you can tell us about those rankings, what we might expect to hear?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see kind of whether China continues to dominate. So historically, you know, China is a kind of standout performer in this ranking. Obviously, you know, it has a huge number of universities and invests a lot in its sector. So it'll be interesting to see, now that we've increased the ranking to rank 300 universities, up from 200 last year, it'll be interesting to see whether China can continue to dominate, you know, now that there's more competition. India was sort of, you know, improved in our world university rankings earlier this year, so it'll be interesting to see kind of where, when you look at it just against the BRICS countries and other emerging nations, whether India will also improve.
Mm. Well, like I say, you can join Phil Beatty if you are at the summit on the, I think it's the Wednesday evening, Tim, is that right? For the live unveiling of those results. Those of you not lucky enough to be there, do follow on timeshighereducation.com or on Twitter at @THEWorldUniRank. That's the world ranking specific Twitter handle. If you prefer a more general HE diet, go to @TimesHigherEd.
And we've also on Twitter, Chris, I have to remind you, there's the hashtag THEBRICS, which we'll be using throughout the summit. So we'll be posting all the stories and getting all the gossip, the pictures, and some of the best arguments and quotes from the summit will be on there.
Absolutely. I know that there's plenty of content already under that hashtag online too. Do check it out. I should mention, if you're interested in our summit series, this is not the only event that we run. In 2017, already confirmed is the Asia University Summit. That will take place in March in South Korea. The Young Universities Summit over in Australia, that's in April. The THE Innovation and Impact Summit is scheduled to take place in Hong Kong at the end of May, early June. And the flagship World Academic Summit last year in Berkeley, of course, will this year be in London at King's College London, and that's taking place in early September 2017. Again, head over to the Summits tab, on our website for more information about those. However, that's all for this THE podcast special looking at the BRICS and Emerging Economies Universities Summit. We do hope you're able to join us in Johannesburg, but if not, please do follow all the action online. That's all from this podcast.
You're listening to a Times Higher Education podcast.